is RSPNB Update, episode 116, The Crystal Chime. Hello, we are here this week with a great panel of experts. Okay, let's introduce ourselves alphabetically.
Hello, my name is Bradley, and I have a problem.
Okay. Next.
Hey, I'm Dan.
You guys remember Dan? And?
Mike.
Right, okay. So, I take it we've all done this fantastic quest called the Path of Gloofery earlier this week, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So, before we get going on the details, let's just get a rating from everyone out of 5. Brad?
3.
Mike?
4.
Dan?
3.5.
Okay, and I'll go 4 as well, just to even things out. Okay, so basically what this is, it's a sequel to The Eyes of Gloofery, whereas that Eyes of Gloofery was in the Gnome Stronghold, I believe. You have to search for those little evil critters, and then this one takes place in the Tree Gnome Village, which is south of the Grand Tree, a great deal south of the Grand Tree. And this involves that little machine again. What's that machine called? Where you put the shapes in and it gives you more shapes.
The exchanger thing?
Yeah. I really like that part of the quest.
I despise that.
Because it gives it such a good little challenge, and it makes it so that the young people can't really do it. Brad?
Yeah, it differs for each player, doesn't it? So you
exactly. Because you get different pieces when you search the crate, right?
And it was like the thing you had to do for that one Ali Marasane quest, the Sudoku thing.
Oh, Sudoku is easy.
Yeah, but for little kids it wouldn't be.
Yes. I could have made a Sudoku solver for a final project in one of my classes last year. Anyways,
okay.
this isn't about computer science algorithms, is it? Anyways, so basically what this one did is it gave you a little number. So let's say it gave you 9. You'd need to find different pieces that would make up a 9. And then you were given this colored scoreboard thing with red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and some other violet and pink colors, ones that I don't really like.
Roy G. Biv.
Yes, Roy G. Biv. Everybody ought to know that who's taken a physics class. But anyways, each one of those goes up starting at 1, and then there's sides that go up to 7. So, or 6, I think. Or no, the biggest shape is a pentagon, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So a violet pentagon would be 7 times 5, which is 35, which would be too big. So that's the puzzle that's involved there. It's a nice little puzzle that they brought back.
It's a terrible puzzle.
I like it. Dan, why don't you like it?
No, because it took me half an hour to do it, and right after I finished it, my server crashed. And when I logged back on, I had rolled back to the point before I did the puzzle.
Was that when 132 crashed the other night, or what?
No, it was 64.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Requirements for this quest. Brad, give us the requirements.
Okay, you need 45 agility, 47 ranged, 56 slayer, 56 thieving, level 60 strength, and you must have done the quest, Waterfall Quest and the Eyes of Gloofery.
Basically, don't be a noob.
Exactly. It's a good quest, but personally, I think that these kind of quests are the ones that are okay, not too easy, not too hard, good. I wonder what they classify it as.
Medium, I'd say.
Let's see. It was classed as an experience quest.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's quite experienced, but
it was quite short.
Yes,
I thought, actually.
Yeah, because there wasn't really much you had to do besides solve that, then kill the thing, and then go kill those three boss Terroberts. Well, you got. I'm not picking anything up that's being recorded on your track, and nothing's being recorded on my track. So just. But I will get a new headset if somebody wants to reimburse me for that.
Screw you.
Okay. Also, continuing on with this, there's that new Slayer area, which with what are those Slayer monsters called?
The Terror Birds.
Right. And you need that crystal chime. I wish I had like a chime here to make the noise, but I don't. If I just hit something, you're gonna hear a big plastic thing like. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Anyways.
What was that?
No, that was my cup. Anyways, the reward for this quest is as follows. 5k magic, 5k thieving, 20k slayer, and 30k strength experience.
That's a pretty good reward.
Yeah, especially the slayer and strength. Mm-hmm. And the one quest point. Oh, you also get that new spirit tree up west or east of the Poison Waste. Mm-hmm. See, I always
updated the spirit trees in general.
I always get messed up with east and west. I always call west east and east west. But that's beside the point. Yeah, speaking of that, as Dan said, when you use a general spirit tree, a little pod pops up and makes a nice little animation now. So that's a nice update.
Also, instead of having to travel to the hub, you can go to any tree from any of them.
Yeah. The only thing there's no right-click teleport option on the player-grown spirit trees.
Who grows spirit trees?
Me.
Well, nobody has as high farming as you do.
Mike does.
I grow spirit trees.
Whatever.
Speaking of which, I got 98 farming yesterday. You can check that out on my RuneWire. At least it wasn't to the blog. You were the one that told me to start advertising it more. Okay, back on track now. Little digression there. Another reason I like this quest was there was the Bridging of Minds, which is another Star Trek reference, so I really gotta applaud them on that.
You mentioned Star Trek last week, and now this week.
How did I mention it last week?
Yes, you did, because you were like...
How?
Because there was some name in a quest, and you went, ooh, that name sounds like a Klingon name or whatever.
Doesn't he mention it every week?
Yes, he needs to go 1 week without mentioning Star Trek, and I don't think he could do it.
See, the Bridging of Minds is a way where these two people were able to share memories using a Vulcan as a conduit.
Nobody cares.
But you were happy about this quest, too, because there was a nerve gas chamber.
That was better than the Star Trek. That's where they should put the Star Trek references.
And the Pierce. I like that cutscene, how it makes you think you're going to die, but you really don't. I don't know. I give this quest a 5. Why not? For those two things. Yes, there we go. Okay, moving onwards now. Good quest this week. Good quest. With the Crystal Chime. Not much of a chime, but oh well. Okay, the God Wars dungeon monsters now drop higher level clues, which is a good thing considering level 100 things were only dropping level 2 clues. Which, like, why would you even bother going to fight those if they're going to drop nothing but shit, you know?
To get to the boss.
No, these are outside the boss area.
But don't you need to kill a certain number to kill.
Well, yeah, 40, yeah. But you can do them quickly. Like, there's tricks, you know? But...
So you don't really go and kill them for loot specifically.
Right, you have to kill 40 of them. This was last week, so just a little footnote on that they do drop level 3 clues now, so I guess they are a viable Slayer task, which is good. Okay, Ring of Life no longer has an effect in player-owned houses, which is good because, last week, we had a player-owned house event on RSBNB, and I kind of got teleported out.
Why?
Well, because my health went low.
Yeah, if you can't die inside, there's really no point to for the ring left to have effect.
It's not the Mac. Skype performs better on Mac than Windows.
Nothing performs better on a Mac. Deal with it.
Yes, I do.
I agree.
Oh, God. Okay, so that's good. I wonder why it took them over a year to fix it, though. You know what I mean?
Because Blizzard? I mean, Jagex. Well.
Blizzard. I see. Okay. A small change made to single-way combat in the wilderness. You know, in a way, I think this is the story of the week. Because what really happens is, let's say you're in wilderness in single combat being attacked by a skeleton or green dragon. Well, PKR is able to come and just interfere with that. So, there's two things that are really changed from this, being the green dragon killers and the runecrafters. You guys know what I mean?
Yeah, didn't this happen last week?
Yeah, no, this was this week.
It was announced this week, was it?
Yeah, a little footnote.
Well, it actually happened last week, but they didn't announce it till this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I remember reading threads about people bitching on forums about it.
Yeah, well, speaking of things they didn't announce, they changed the light high scores to output -1, -1, -1 instead of -1, -1, -0 without telling us. Caused us a great deal of headache.
Just not that much.
It caused it for me, because I had to fix it.
Okay.
Yes, anyways, besides that, Jagex, basically, when you make a change to the game, something that people are expecting to be the same, inform us next time. I sent in a complaint. I was going to do something else, but I kind of ran out of time. But anyways, yes. Where are
they
we at?
They don't care about your complaints.
Oh, they do. They've replied to like three of mine in the past.
Oh, and they've just said, thank you for your complaint. We have
taken
note of your concern. That's basically corporate speak for we don't give a shit.
Yeah, so the small change has kind of changed the wilderness forever, I think. I don't know. You guys think it's much of a big deal, or?
I think it would be. I don't know, actually.
Doesn't look like hides went up much.
If you were still playing Brad and PK'd often, would it be a big deal for you? Or if you were, say, killing green dragons for money?
I'd care more if I was killing green dragons for money and people could just run up and attack me.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, normally people would wait until you'd finished, but, I mean, now if the dragon was to get you on low health, somebody could jump in and finish you off or something like that.
It'll help the gold farmer problem, but it takes some realness away from the game. You know what I mean? I like realness in my games.
No, actually, it adds realness.
Yeah, because it isn't like in real life if you're punching someone that nobody else can attack you, is it?
Oh, I have no idea what I just said then.
We have single combat zones in real life.
That's right. Nope. Everywhere is a multi-combat zone.
Exactly.
Okay, new post bag from the Hedge. Anybody have any favorites this month?
No, they were all lame.
I have to reach that crap.
I do, because I have to comment on it. Mm-hmm. But I don't really have any favorites this month. The best part of it was how they did the thing like 24 at the end. Did you see that? Following events took place all over the course of 24 hours and probably occurred in real time unless the wise old man is fibbing. So, it's some contest thing they have going on, but I didn't have any favorites. Dan, Mike, any favorites?
I did not read it.
I didn't read it either.
Okay, then.
Good job, Mike.
On to the poll. Guaranteed content, wallpapers. Before we start this, has anybody here used a Jagex wallpaper before?
No.
I don't know why anybody ever would.
Okay, then.
Some 12-year-old whose only thing in life is RuneScape, who has no friends, so they just sit inside all day playing RuneScape.
Okay. First question, which of these players suggested wallpapers ideas should we make into a new wallpaper?
None.
The one that's winning is Triple Trouble. Three warriors face their ultimate test. A Stuart Melier, a hawk-eyed rager, and a powerful mage thrown together by destiny must work together to defeat the King Black Dragon, 38%.
That sounds like some gay role-playing shit.
Next at 34% is the Taming of Jad, which will break first the obsidian shackles holding him down or the will of the beast. The mighty Tistok Jad. That's one I voted for. What'd you guys vote for?
I voted for nothing because it's a stupid poll.
And, okay. Mike, Dan?
Same thing.
I voted for Jad.
Yeah. It just realized I'm surrounded by people who have names of less than or equal to four characters.
Bradley has okay. Seven.
Okay, and then the one that's not winning is the sled race at 4%. A breakneck race down Trollwise Mountain, not for the faint-hearted. You know, I might have voted for that one if it was winter time here. Okay, Dan, we'll be right back with you. Dan's taking a little intermission.
Above. Oh, wow.
Okay.
I only just saw that. That's so subtle.
Okay. Question two. What's your favorite wallpaper of all time? 15% say Attack on Varrock. Can you believe that?
I can't believe anybody would say that. I just wouldn't vote because none of the Jagex wallpapers are that good. No.
I voted for the Wandering Warrior because it's a nice landscape.
Dwarf.
Or the Asian Dwarf, as we called it back then.
I don't think I was on that show.
No, you weren't.
The what?
Remember the Lava Asian. Dwarf, Asian Dwarf thing before Christmas last year?
Seamus being racist.
No, I wasn't. It was a slip of the tongue. Because Trekkie was talking about something. Anyways.
I think I voted for the Fremenek Warrior.
Okay. Brad?
Yes. I just said I wouldn't vote because...
Okay.
I am morally against Jagex wallpapers.
Okay, and now, which of these do you think makes a great wallpaper? Click all those that apply. Well, we can't click them now, but 51% say action-packed. It shows something I do during in the game at 35%. Oh, and 11% say how it shows how in-game content is made. As we could see, people don't like that, obviously. But, anyways. I basically said for this one, it shows something that it enjoys doing in the game. Like, wouldn't a wallpaper with some guy farming, picking his herbs be nice?
You would use that. That's the sad part.
I'd use it if it didn't have a watermark.
Oh, look, that's me farming. Planting my potato seeds.
No. Herb seeds. Okay, now here's...
I wonder how many herbs I'll get from these. Let's count and make detailed graphs.
I did that, you know?
I know, that's why I said it.
You were beyond hope.
Okay, now here's the clincher. Have you or do you currently use a RuneScape wallpaper? 57% say no.
Oh, God, no, it should have been like 90%. That is 43% actually do.
Like, why would somebody use it? Like... Like, the watermark takes up the bottom quarter of the screen. Like, I don't know, that just annoys me how they do that. It'd be better if they didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the person using it knows it's from RuneScape already.
Exactly.
The big watermark on
and
it.
If somebody wants to rip one of the characters out of it, I'm sure they won't take the watermark part, you know? Like, just... Give up on these, like, we wouldn't have this problem if everything was open source. Okay. Here's Brad's new tagline that should go along with that.
I felt like a Nazi, but it had to be done.
What is that got anything to do with wallpapers?
Well, because... What? Well, you see, it has something to do with wallpapers because you would be... tempted to use an open source wallpaper and make something open source.
What the hell? What does that thing have to do with that?
It does because you felt like a Nazi for doing it, making Jagex open source, but it had to be done.
You make no sense, Shane. You scare me.
Well, what's to be expected after a long week at school?
I don't know.
Okay, last question. Which size of wallpaper would you choose to download? 30% do not know. 35%.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What size would you download, Brad?
Probably something around 1,440 by 900.
Okay. Mike?
1280 by 800.
They don't have that on here.
I know.
I download the 1920 by 1200. Like, what they should just do is they should make one version that's 1920 by 1200 and one that's 1600 by 1200 because they can scale it down nicely on the modern operating systems. Dan, what about you?
Same as Mike on my widescreen, but I don't have it.
Okay. Yeah, they don't have 1680 by 1050 either, so I'm out of luck too.
So does the I don't know mean all those people are on 800 by 600?
Oh, maybe. Well, if they installed XP from a disk, but most computers will ship now with 1024 by 768 or better. Okay. Oh, and we got a little update from the God Wars dungeon last week. They've reinstated a way to get your pendant of Armadil back, so you'll have something to protect yourself if you want to go fight Armadil. No matter what side you sided with on that quest. Seems kind of stupid that they do that, but I guess they gotta cater to the noobs, right?
Well, I mean, if some have access to it and others don't, I mean, that would cause a lot of ranting.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Should they have done that?
Yeah.
I think so.
Brad?
I don't care.
I don't know. Like, I throw some quest items out, but it would just be nice to have, if you're going to be doing this, make it so you can get every quest item back, spend some time, and reintroduce them somehow. You know what I mean?
Why can't we just store all these items in our house?
Like, exactly. Like, what's the point of a quest hall?
Have a junk room. Just throw all shit in there.
I'm looking at my junk room right now, and it's really clean.
And it's not really a junk room then, is it?
Well, no, because they cleaned it out this summer when I was sick, so I kind of skipped out on that.
When you were six?
Sick! I was laying down and I couldn't do anything, so they just cleaned it out without me.
What are you talking about?
This room in my basement. Like, you know the one, like, by the bathroom and stuff?
Is that where you keep the bodies?
No, I keep those in my desk.
What? Okay, I don't even want to know.
I have, like, there's this kind of desks that were featured on Star Trek where you can put your hand in, it's like infinite amount of space.
No, stop. No Star Trek.
Okay, I think we should move on to questions, Ed.
Yes.
We got two audio questions this week. First one is from PFK99. I will play the question now.
RSBNB has come out with many great features, including calculators and forum user stats. So far, other fan sites have taken these ideas and made their own versions for their sites, leeching off the creativity of BNB. How long do you expect it will take for someone to try to mimic RuneWire?
Okay.
Made their own versions.
Yeah, that's sort of what it sounds like, but I think it's meant to say versions. Okay, let's take some bets. Brad, you first, because you and I talked about this. Okay.
3 months.
Mike? How long will it take?
I don't know.
A week?
Well, some other sites have regular blogs already, so why would they need to copy it?
Exactly. They probably won't
because
even get the point.
Better.
They probably won't even get the point. Point is it's a microblog, 200 characters maximum, to just quickly type what you're up to. It's not to write a whole detailed entry about what you had for dinner. Okay.
Who would blog about what they had for dinner?
Sad people. Sad people.
My next blog post will be what I had for dinner.
Okay. I don't know. I give it like a few months as well, but we'll just wait and see what happens. Because remember, we're not even feature complete yet. We're still a working beta, so lots of good features to come. Just keep watching. Okay.
The skies.
The sky is the limit. Is that what you
said? You just said keep watching, and I said the skies.
Keep watching the skies, okay. Our next audio question, two audio questions is good this week, is from Chief Snake. We will play that question now.
Okay, just an easy question for you both this week. Who would you rather come to visit, me or Chrysala? And don't forget to explain why.
He sounds South African.
I just have to say that your accent is awesome.
Yes, it is. He sounds slightly South African, though.
What?
Can you distinguish between Australian, New Zealand, and South African accents?
No.
He just sounded like... I think South African has like a twang to it. He just sounds slightly South African, though.
Okay, just an easy question for you both this week.
See, at the beginning, it sounds South African.
Me or Chrysala? And don't forget to explain
why. Okay, well, say what you were saying before we started recording and before Mike got here.
I can't remember what I was saying.
You were going on about your hot voices that you get.
Yes, his accent is hot, but I believe I said that last time he sent in an audio question.
Okay, so who would you rather go visit?
I mean, I guess if I wanted to die, I'd go and visit Chrysala. Because I'm pretty sure she'd kill me. I don't know.
Mike?
Who would you go and visit, Shane?
Definitely Chief Snake.
Same here. Dan?
I'd have to say neither, because, you know, there's some things you don't know about people.
Like?
You're a pedophile.
What? He's 14!
What's the opposite of 14? 41.
Okay.
Actually, that now it all makes sense.
What?
He's a pedophile.
No, he's not. I don't think so.
I wonder how horrified people are when they listen to this and we make fun of them.
You know, I have to get this out. It was being recorded on Saturday, so I got to get it out rather quickly, so I'm not going to be doing much editing on this.
I've got to get it out rather quickly. I'm sorry, but that made me giggle.
God.
No one's going to send in an audio question again.
Not the way we tear them apart, but if you want to send in audio questions, they can go to questions@rspnb.com.
I thought like a Nazi, but it had to be done. I had to rip them apart.
But it had to be done.
There we go.
Okay. Okay, then. Yeah, I'd go visit him, mainly because I think Chrysala would be out to get me as well. Okay, thank you, Chief Snake.
She'd lock me in her basement.
Okay, that's not needed, but okay. Let's have someone who's composed take this next question. How about Mike, please?
All right. What will happen to RSPNB after Shane and Mike are gone? Despite what you think now, the torch will have to be passed in the future. Growing up has that toll. Maybe settle down and have a family. Have you already picked users to appoint to new site owners, or will you make that decision at the time? Or maybe you'll just close down the site. Or have you guys made a blood pact to own RSPNB until you die? And that's from Total Plucks.
I vote that guy for site owner.
Well, see, the thing is, site owner isn't exactly a rank. I mean, it's development and money.
It's all aspects. CEO, CFO, B&B designer, chief architect, chief developer, everything. It goes... It goes... Everything is part of being site owner.
Master of crappy blog plugs.
On my end, maybe, but not Mike's. But site owner is a bit of everything, right, Mike? Like, we gotta handle... We do forum modding. We do forum admining. We do site content creation. We do finance stuff. We do server stuff. We do international relations. Everything.
We do extortion. We do blackmail. We do money laundering.
But, it's... Person will always own the site. We will always own the site, but even if it's not managed, it will always be owned by us because
they own the site.
It wouldn't sell a website, if you know what I mean. But On that note, we should be moving on. Thank you, Total Plox. Oh, do we have a blood pact?
I don't know, not really.
No. Could be gone tomorrow for all you know.
No, it won't.
Leave and disappear forever. No, we won't do that. We won't do
that. Is this tomorrow, or tomorrow when they are listening to this? Because they won't be listening to this till like Sunday night.
No, they're going to be listening to it within like 6 hours.
Wow.
But
that
anyways,
is getting it out quick.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Dan, please.
What is your favorite podcast? Why? Also, what is your favorite childhood show? From Josh.
You start.
I don't really listen to anything, any podcasts. And I didn't really have a childhood, so... Yeah.
Okay. Brad?
Again, I don't listen to many podcasts, but Dignation is good. That makes me laugh whenever I listen to it. And childhood shows. I never watched TV very much. When I was like really young, I used to like Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, I used to watch that.
Yeah, so me too.
That was good.
See, we all have something in common. Okay. Mike?
I don't listen to any podcasts. And... yeah, the Thomas Tank Engine, I watched that. And the Flintstones, I like that show.
Oh, yeah, that was good. For podcasts, for me, Twit, Security Now, MacBreak, Windows Weekly. Yeah, pretty much those ones. Just because they're all tech-related and they give something to listen to.
What's your favorite one, though?
Oh, MacBreak Weekly, no. It's got Scott Bourne, no. Twit... either it's a toss-up between Twit and Security Now, I'd say. Probably Security Now, because it's a techie, really techie one. Oh, and childhood show, I remember watching Star Trek when I was 5.
Oh, God. It has plagued you from the very start of your life.
That was from Josh. Do you enjoy going to theme parks? If so, what is your favorite ride? From Kenny. Brad?
No, I go on, like, some rides. Not really, like, really scary roller coasters. Unless I'm with friends who they sort of guilt me into doing it. Like, you know, the whole peer pressure thing? That sucks.
So that works no, with you?
Well, as far as fairground rides go, it's not like if they were passing around a crack pipe, I'd happily take a snort or something like that. Snort, crack pipe? That doesn't make sense, anyway. See, you can see I've never done drugs, because I have no idea how it works. But, no, I don't really like theme parks, but I'll go if it's with friends.
Okay. Mike?
I don't really like theme parks, either.
Dan?
Oh, yeah, I like some pretty hardcore roller coasters, but, yeah.
I don't like them, either. I'll just sit on the sidelines and supervise.
How about if they had a Star Trek theme park?
Oh, I'd go on that.
I don't think I even needed to ask that. The answer was
oh, there was a chime. The crystal chime.
What? Ding!
There we go. Okay. That was from Kenny. Brad, take the next question.
Okay. If I were to go with a laptop other than a Mac notebook, which brand would you recommend me looking into? Although I'll mostly likely stick with getting the Mac notebook, but just in case. More so, which brand would you choose, or which brand has the best quality in your opinion? Thanks for your help. Jaden.
What would you say?
Mac.
Okay. Book. What about for alternate?
I'd probably get a HP.
Oh.
No. I can't think. Wait a minute. Let's look on my keyboard. Well, yeah, HP. I like HP.
Personally, I'd say go with a Mac, but if you have to pick a Windows one, I'd have to say Dell.
No. Do not get a Dell.
Mike, care to shed some light on this?
I have a Dell laptop. It's all right.
See? Dan, what do you say?
I have an HP.
Oh.
HP power.
Yes.
Only thing I don't like about HP is all the bloatware.
Just uninstall it.
Reformat.
Okay, then. I think we seem kind of unanimous on this one, then.
I've had bad experiences with HP in the past.
Me too.
I've had bad experiences with... No, I haven't.
Okay. Thank you, Jaden. Oh, this is such a... Mike, or Brad, one of you two. I can't keep a straight face.
Mike can take it. I did the last one.
No, that's fine. You can take it.
Okay, Dan.
Okay.
Okay, Brad.
Okay, Dan can have it then.
Brad.
Okay, I'll do it. What would happen if all the mods and admins went to Shane's house for a sleepover? Who would be the one to ruin the night? Best wishes, Alex. I think that question is fairly obvious, because Shane would be the one to ruin it with his incessant Star Trek talk, and I'm sure he'd make us watch Star Trek DVDs. There we go. I said what everyone was thinking.
That's not what everyone was thinking.
Yes, it was, Shane.
Yes.
I've never forced Mike to watch Star Trek when he was here.
But if we were all there, you would, Shane.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know. If all the mods... I'd have to say it's creepy or somebody. Because it said mods and admins.
Why would creepy ruin it?
Well, because he has a fear of spiders.
So you would get a spider and you would throw it.
You remember that sandbox post, right?
What?
How would that ruin the night, though?
I don't know. It would make everyone not be able to sleep. He would. I don't know. That's what I have to say.
Shane, I don't get you. I really don't.
What does Mike and Dan have to say on this one?
I don't know. Going over to your house for a sleepover, that'd be pretty weird.
Dan? Okay, Dan appears to be AWOL, so we'll move on to the next question.
Another piss.
Shh! Shh! Jeez.
Maybe he fell asleep.
Maybe. Anyways, the next question is from GZ Pro, and it says, how much do you make per month from Google AdSense?
Isn't that classified?
Yes, it is classified. But the thing is, we don't make any profit on this site.
Oh, yeah, right. It's paying the site.
I bet you have a nice Swiss bank account.
No.
That you just pour money into.
No. Everything goes towards making the site, so technically we don't make anything. But as for real numbers, I'm sorry, but we can't give those out.
Well, we don't.
$1 billion.
No. Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying is true.
All our ad revenue just goes to paying for site expenses like the server and whatnot.
If we actually made some money, we could pay the mods and we could pay people to work on more stuff on the site. But me and Shane are stuck doing everything.
Because
all the coding.
Because nobody's ever been reliable for us. It's sad, really. I'm sure Brad knows how we feel.
Yeah, Brad doesn't get paid.
No. Neither do we.
I wouldn't expect to get paid. I don't do much.
You just sit around and look pretty.
What? Okay, that creeped me out.
Okay. Next question. Recent polls show 1/5 of Americans can't locate the U.S. on the world map. Why do you think this is, from Kelsey?
South Africa and Iraq and maps and all that crap. What Miss South Carolina said, it all makes perfect sense.
Oh, this was the question, right?
Because that... Americans are what do you think?
Okay.
Sorry, I had to say it.
Oh, you came back.
I've always been here.
Oh, how come you didn't answer when we were asking you stuff?
I think my mic muted itself. Oh, does that sometimes.
That's
just
get
sick of me talking.
Okay. Anyway, so why can't they locate the U.S. on the map?
I just told you.
That's a good question.
I'm sure that poll was taken in, like, Iraq. So.
Like, it's not really that hard. It's the central part of North America. And
it's the only country worth being on the map. I mean, how could you not see it?
No, there's another country worth being on the map.
Canada is like America's hat.
Oh, please.
And somebody posted that in the comments on Dig, and I dug it up.
Oh,
that made me laugh.
God. I haven't seen you much on Dig, but anyways, I don't know. Why is that? Is it just that they don't finish school, or is it not taught, or what?
It says United States of America in big, bold letters. How can you not find it?
Exactly.
It's because of rednecks.
So they can't read.
And because they inbreed. Silence.
Does anybody want
to discuss inbreeding?
No.
It's wrong.
I thought you said Australians do that.
And so do some people in England.
Really?
You know, Norfolk, the forest, lots of people around here inbreed.
Okay, that's good. It's good to know. Let's move on now.
That's good. That's good to know.
Okay. Let's take this question now. Mike, please, read.
Mike, please, change the subject.
Shane, what do you see in farming? I don't think many people will choose farming as their first skill in RuneScape to get 99 in.
Well, let's do this part first. I've said this before, it's just a nice skill because you could do it once a day and get to see different parts of the world and go a different way each day, and it's just a really nice skill to train. That's all I have to say about that. No, it's not. It's not boring, right, Mike?
Not as boring as some other skills.
Exactly. Part two?
Brad, what do you do... Or what would you do if... God. What would you do if you would have the chance to move to Canada? Would you stay where you normally are right now or go? I wonder what Shane will say.
So you'd come here?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I always like traveling and going to new places. Okay. I probably wouldn't stay for very long, that's the thing.
Oh, I'm sure you would.
Well, because you'd lock me in your basement.
No.
And make me moderate the forums 24/7.
See, there's lots of stuff to see here. You could basically go from south to north and see lakes and glaciers and the North Pole and this...
I could go
National
to the
Park.
East.
No, you don't want to go there. But anyways, the west part of Canada has one huge big mountain range from the edge of Alberta all the way to the coast, practically. So there's lots of stuff to see there. That's from Stephen. I'll take this next one, because it says this one's for Shane, not intending to bash or anything. Do you know that you don't pronounce the word melee correctly? If so, do you plan to continue pronouncing it with an E, long E's like you do now? Or will you try the for the dictionary
Nazi.
Prescribed A? Does your current pronunciation have anything to do with most non-Canadians' assumptions you'll say A a lot? No, it's just the way I say things, and I will say things the way I want. I don't really need to be educated on how to say things as long as I can write
my
ideas down.
If you understand the word he meant to say, then what's the problem? You understood it, that's it.
That's like complaining if someone says potato or potato.
Or tomato.
Exactly.
You said that you need educating.
Or Tuesday or Tuesday, you know?
Oh, Tuesday doesn't annoy me, though. People go, Tuesday.
Tuesday. Anyways, that's from Cooper. Okay, Brad. You always say you hate RuneScape. If you hate it so much, how come you're on a podcast?
Because Shane makes me. There we go.
I don't make you. You choose to be here. But you don't hate RuneScape, right?
No, I don't hate RuneScape. I'm just... critical. If you don't like listening to me, then quite frankly, piss off. There we go. I said it. I'm not going to be nice about things. I say what I think, and if you don't agree with me, tough shit.
And this is the one Shane isn't editing.
Exactly.
He keeps swearing all episode.
How did you guys, did you have to do any editing when I was away? And you and Brad recorded it?
No, I didn't do any editing.
Okay. And Shane, how come you never answer me on RuneScape? I was going to donate 1 mil to your farming funds, but you didn't get... But you didn't answer.
I'll answer you.
He'll answer you now. He knows you're going to give him money.
Yeah, I don't... I never even knew you were trying to contact me, mainly because I play with my private chat off because, well, I just get too many messages if it's on.
I have something to say about this. Okay, all these people, they bug me to give you money, but they never give me anything. You can't have it both ways. If you want free stuff, you have to talk to people.
I think what we've learned from this is give free stuff to Mike.
See, I really don't have a problem with people giving me donations, but I'm done with my donations for Project Green, so... If you want to give me something, fine, I'll pay you for it. So all you need to do is send me a PM on the forums and arrange a meeting place, and we'll set something up. But I'm not taking any more donations. You should have told me people were coming to you. I would have gave you 10%.
So if somebody comes up to you and offers you a mil, you're just going to say, no, no more donations, go away.
Well, no, I'd take it, but... I'd have to give something.
I was telling you about them.
I don't remember that. Maybe it was when I was sick.
All right.
Okay, that's from XR99X4. But anyways, yeah, that's the end of questions for this week. Kind of a lively question session. I have 3 points that I need to take care of in post-processing on my little notepad here. Okay, I guess... As we go through the show, if somebody says something bad, I make a note of who said it and at what time so I can easily go through and fix it.
So his notepad just says Brad, 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 Brad.
With certain key points along the way. Anyways, time for some tech news. We had a little event, the Apple event this week called The Beat Goes On. Does anybody make a good beat? Okay. A few things here. They updated the iPod lineup. First of all is the classic iPod. Upgraded to 80 and 160 gigabytes. Thinner, full metal, available in black and white. So I guess they're still keeping the hard drive bass players around, which is good. The original iPod. Do you guys ever think we'll see the original big style iPods extinct?
They already are the original.
Well, no, I mean like the general kind, like the big...
Well, why?
I don't know, would they ever be extinct?
Well, the touch could, you know...
Replace it, but would everything be moved over to touch eventually?
Well, it's called classic because it's classic. They don't get rid of classic things.
Well, they got rid of RuneScape Classic, pretty much.
No, they didn't. It's
still there, but it's...
I logged on today. It was gay.
What? I don't have my account. That's not fair. Anyways, iPod Shuffle, new colors along with product red. Take a look at these. I think that these look more red than pink.
I say they're pink.
These new iPods, do they look red or pink to you guys?
Pink.
Looks kind of purple.
Are you colorblind?
It's magenta.
Okay, I'd be happy to go with magenta. That's a good compromise. The iPod Nano, it's been made fatter. It has ability to watch video on a larger, brighter display. You can scroll through your albums visually with a 2.0-inch screen at 320 by 240 on the Nano. Is anybody planning on getting one of these new Nanos?
No, I hate the Nano.
Why?
So I want a full-sized iPod.
How much space do the Nanos have? Like a mini.
The Nanos, I believe... Let's see. If we go to the storefront and take a look, you can get the new iPod Nano with approximately... You can get 4 and 8 gigabyte versions. So same as now.
So, So, what's the point in giving them video? You can't really store much video with 4 and 8 gigabytes.
Well, you could store less than 1 DVD, but you could store lots of compressed, like, little video podcasts. That's what I'd use it for, but anyways, that's that.
I don't really see the point in them giving video to Nano. Why not just make it smaller?
And then, like...
Like, if you're going to be watching videos, you'd get a classic.
Or a touch.
Touch, definitely.
Because, I don't know, the best Nanos I liked were the original black and white ones. You guys remember those?
Yeah, the really thin ones.
The shiny ones that would break if people sat on them.
And they scratched really easily.
Yeah, I guess that's a downside. But and now the iPod Touch. I think that's this is a good innovation because think about it. You don't want to, if you're in the U.S., you don't want to be on AT&T, but you want something that has touch capability so you can get an iPod Touch. What, Brad?
I'm just humming to myself.
Okay. It has support for 802.11b and G wireless, Safari, 8 GB and 16 GB versions. So I don't
pretty much just the iPhone without the phone.
Exactly. I don't know. I think this is gonna be the new version to get of the iPod.
But it only has 16 GB.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, why anybody would need 160 gigs, I have no idea.
How big is your iPod, Mike?
Oh, I have a Nano, it's 8 gigabytes.
So 16 would be more than enough for you?
Yeah.
I have a 30 gig one, and I've only filled 10.
So 16 gig would work for you too, Brad. See, if RSB&B truly made profits, this year we'd all be shipping you iPod Touches.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be buying Star Trek DVDs.
No.
He already has them all.
Okay. So, I quite like the iPod Touch. I have to give a good hand for that. And then there's the iTunes Wi-Fi Music Store. Not much there. Then they have their Starbucks partnership. So, basically, if you go into a Starbucks in the U.S. with your iPod Touch, there'll be a little thing that'll pop up, and if you press the button, you can buy the song that's currently playing in Starbucks.
That would be okay, except Starbucks tends to play crappy music.
I don't know what they play. I hardly ever go into Starbucks things. And yes, we do have those here. So, I don't know. What kind of music do they play?
Classical.
What's wrong with that? It makes you smarter. Does.
Yeah, because that's the only reason you listen to music.
It's to be smarter.
Just to make you smarter.
Okay. Oh, and iPhone price dropped to $399 US. Anyone who previously bought one will get a $100 gift card, which Steve Jobs has mentioned in his nice little open letter to the community. I don't think you'd see Bill Gates doing an open letter to the community.
It's because Bill Gates is annoying.
Okay.
So you thought I was going to swear then, didn't you?
But I did. Okay, so take a look at this. Macworld summary, apple.com/iTunes. We got a little bit of a security thing here about a little worm called the Storm Worm, which has added millions of little computers to its botnet. The Zelten gang, named after the Trojan horse it installed, was responsible for what started out as the Storm Worm. It was first sprouted earlier this year. The spread of the Storm Worm started via emails to provide information on some dangerous storms in Europe at the close of January. Were there storms in Europe at the close of January, Brad?
We can't remember.
Okay,
it was January. It was 8 months ago.
Users who fell for it were directed to a website containing malicious code aimed at turning Windows PCs into spam bots. Heiss Security estimates that as of August Early August, 1.7 million computers were infected worldwide as part of a massive botnet, and that number has surely escalated since then. Heise warns that the size could prove a very dangerous threat. Although the network has been so far primarily used to send spam, it could also be used for a DDoS attack on businesses or even countries. Brad, do you have any countries you want to knock off the net?
Australia.
Okay, now let's be nice here. Let's clarify to the listeners that it's just that one person in Australia that makes you feel unhappy.
No, it's the whole nation of Australia. I will not be censored.
Why?
No, it's not really.
Why?
You just asked me that. You expect me to say Australia.
No, I don't. I was expecting you to say, like, a small South African country or something.
South Africa is a country.
No, like that small country you want to finance a coup in.
Oh, well. Yeah, that country, which we can't say for legal reasons.
Okay. Brad, that tends to come up a lot. It's Australia.
It's like a running joke.
I know. Next, we got the Google Earth Flight Simulator. So basically, it's a little Easter egg that's built into Google Earth where you can open it up and fly a plane over the landmasses and see, like, takeoff and landscapes as you go. I don't know, it's rather interesting. Take a look at some of the pictures on the website. You can fly as an F-16 or an SR-22. And you can choose where your start position is, current view, special airport, or even enable joystick support if you have it. Shows a picture of someone flying upside down. I guess that's what happens when you fly over areas that don't have adequate satellite coverage. But I don't know, it looks pretty neat if you take a look at the pictures. Like, how can they do something like this in Flight Simulator? That's pretty neat, but I don't know, take a look at this. If you have Google Earth, give it a try. Give it a try. I'm done for tech news this week. Unless anybody else has any comments. No? Going? Gone?
Goodbye.
Okay. Rants. Brad, first one.
Okay. The weapon is way too powerful for the game. For 75 attack requirement. Oh no, hang on a second. For 75 attack requirement. It has a plus 132 attack and strength bonus. This is way too much for the game. Whip should be the most powerful weapon on game, not some overly priced piece of pixelated tin. Make the new sword plus 82 attack and strength bonus to match the whip and make it as slow as the anchor. Or raise the requirements for the sword to 90 attack, 90 strength, and 70 prayer. The requirements as they sit now don't match the power of the weapon. 75 attack isn't a godly, legendary requirement for this weapon. A 75 attack requirement is something for the level of a whip in terms of stats. He only has 42 prayer, 50...
That's italicized.
Yes, but you normally don't put a lot of italicized things. I think it's pretty obvious that this guy probably has a whip and is, like, you know, throwing his toys out of the pram because suddenly the whip isn't the best weapon in the game.
Out of the what?
Throwing his toys out of the pram.
Out of the what? Heard that expression. No, never.
Basically means having a tantrum.
Okay. But that's a good thing about recommendation, though, about the 90 attack, 90 strength, and 70 prayer, right?
That might be, not. I don't know, kind of high for it. I mean, it could be higher than 75, but I don't think they should, you know, make it, you know.
Well, I don't know. Like, we don't even know what the max hit is yet, do we? Anyone?
60s, isn't it?
No? I don't know. I heard it's a rumor 90s, but you know that you don't want to trust rumors. But I don't know. He does seem like he's having a bit of a fit. But the reason I put this one in is because of the recommendations. I actually think that'd be an okay thing to add a prayer requirement to it. You know what I mean? Wink, wink.
Oh, that's God's sword.
I know exactly. Exactly.
It doesn't make sense, though, how a whip is the best item in the game, because, like, swords, they do more damage than a whip.
I know. Like, you can whip a horse to make it go, but it won't, like, hurt it and kill it, you know? Maybe leave a little
bit. It doesn't. You tell me if it hurts, Shane.
Well, it'll leave a bruise.
It doesn't slice the skin.
Exactly. Unless it was like, had little shards of little pokey stuff on it. But I don't know.
Pokey stuff.
You know, like, I just think that my concussive charge magic spell is the best one out there. But anyways,
I think you're crazy, but whatever.
Okay, anybody else want to comment on this about the whip versus the god sword? No?
No. The whip, the god sword should be overpowered than the whip, but they shouldn't require necessarily higher requirement. That's stupid.
I don't know, like 70 though? Well, 75 I guess, but what's going to be at 80 and 90 if the god sword is already at 75 and that's very powerful, you know what I mean?
You could wield multiple god swords.
Oh, maybe, but I don't think that's going to happen. Okay, should we move on then?
Yes.
Okay. The next rant, Mike or Dan?
Dan. I got it.
Okay.
I usually play with maximum sound effect volume and with the area sound volume off. When I last did woodcutting about a month ago, I could hear the woodcutting sound with the settings above. Yesterday, I started cutting magic logs to get my 99 fletching goal, and I didn't hear any sound. Then I set the area sound volume on maximum, and I could finally hear it. But I heard some other things. There were birds whistling, which is quite pleasant and relaxing. But I also hear the constant sparking, or whatever, of the magic trees, and it's driving me crazy. It's cool to listen to for 5 minutes, but 4 hours is really constantly, that sound is really driving a man crazy. The sound effect from woodcutting is very handy to me, and I would like it to be back to the sound effects, so I no longer have to lose my mind to the sound of the magic trees. I don't know if this is a bug or if it's meant to be, but I'll post it here anyways. To make it more clear, I want to hear the chopping, but not the magic trees. The thing is, chopping should be a sound effect, but now it's an area sound. It's easily fixed. Change chopping to a sound effect. Thank you for reading.
Yes. I don't know.
I would say don't have any sound on. Just listen to real music. Yeah.
I agree with this rant.
I wouldn't play RS to listen to little virtual birds chirping.
Okay. I agree with this rant too, because I've been doing some woodcutting. More about that later, but yeah, it is really annoying to have it as an area sound. And teleports are an area sound now too, I noticed that. What is this? You know what I mean?
I'd like to only hear sounds that affect my player. I don't want to hear all the other crap and stuff. It's so annoying.
But if you think about it in real life, if you are cutting down a tree and there's a person chopping a tree next to you, would you hear them as well?
Yeah.
So it's an area sound. I can see where they put it as an area, why they put it as an area sound. I can see that. But it really should be your own sound effect, and if you want to hear other people chopping, sure, put area sounds on.
Well, if they're putting everything as area sounds, why even have the sound effects volume option?
I know, what's under there, anyways?
I don't know.
Aye, aye, aye. Brad, any comments?
No, I really have nothing to say.
Okay. But this is a good rant, so I support, Dan supports, and Mike supports. And Brad is speechless.
And that's
no, I just don't care.
And that's Metal Maniacs rant from RSPNB.
From the forums. From the forums. Good rant. Good rant. I wondered if he listens to the show.
Doubt it.
Anyways, so let's move on to the next rant, which is aimed at Mike.
It is?
Yes.
All right. It's high time that Jagex does something to spread the PKers more evenly all over the world, all over the wild. As it is now, there are huge crowds at Edge, smaller ones at Mage Arena and Green Dragons, and the rest is empty. Wild League fighting is a lot better gaming experience out there, or out where you need to use the surroundings to your advantage, run and escape, pursue, and so on. Now it's just smacking each other on the head on flat, featureless field. When the wild was made, they added some attractions to populate it, but the non-wild got so many updates since then that the only thing left is the Mage Arena and Green Dragons. So add more good areas to the wild so people will spread out to fight. Put a magic tree somewhere, a battle staff shop with large stock, a nightshade spawn area, a rune plate spawn point, a gold tokel cash exchange, a horde of rock crabs, anything really. And add more teles, transportation into the wild. Canoes, carts, flying saucers, whatever. People can't be bothered to walk that long.
Yay or nay?
I agree.
Okay, Dad?
It'd be interesting to have this stuff in the wild.
Sure, why not? But I don't really care, considering I don't go out there.
Sure. Brad?
Yes, the wilderness does need updating one way or another, but I'm not sure his ideas are too good.
I have to say yes to this. I have some ideas of my own that'd help.
Oh, God. We'll make a Star Trek-themed area.
Oh, no, of course not. Like, why not have, like, some sort, like, wilderness tag? That was supposed to come out, but never happened. Where is that, you know?
Oh, yeah, that was, like, wasn't supposed
to be
out. It was
promised to them behind
the
scenes. And then just
disappeared. Yeah.
Which month was that from?
Long time ago. But I remember it. So, I don't know. I think that, like, I think flying saucers would be a little extreme for RuneScape, don't you?
Well, it's obviously a joke in his rant, but yeah, something in the wild would be interesting like that. There's really nothing out there to do except for fight people and do clues.
It would have been made interesting if they would have made it so you had to go through the wilderness to get to the God Wars. Wouldn't it have?
I think that would be way too dangerous.
But it would add its fight and spirit into it again.
Maybe put some quests out there.
Oh, maybe. Another idea I had for the wilderness was a shape-shifting, changeling type thing, where you're able to disguise yourself as a rock or cloak yourself.
You already can do that.
like the Ring of Stone?
Yeah, which is completely useless and just for fun.
No, like disguise yourself. Like, cloak yourself so that really all they'd see is maybe a bit of, like, a shimmer, you know?
Ghostly ribs.
And then they'd have to use some magic spell. When the magic spell hit you, it would expose you fully. And then if, like, you'd be able to slither around quietly and it would be called Shroud, and then you'd come out and be able to just sneak up on people. And let's say you wanted to become part of a rune rock, you could become a lump on the rune rock, you know? And then transport out when there's someone mining it and...
You're done.
Use your
Let me guess, this idea is from Star Trek.
Use your liquid arms to strangle them?
Shane.
Yes.
No.
It's not. It's not from Star Trek.
Just no.
It's not. It's a good idea. It is. I think it is, right? Like a bit of a cloaking type changeling skill where you'd be able to turn into things and hide yourself, no?
They should have items which, like, briefly change you to something else for a short amount of time.
No, you'd have to be fully covered, so, yeah. I don't know, like
magical items.
Yeah, like spells, like a new spell book.
Or something that leaves you visible but just takes your dot off the minimap.
Yeah, that'd work. That'd be like a mid-ranged one, so good ideas. Anyways, that's it for Rads today. Let's move on to some other things. New RSPB Informer is out. The September edition, where we go back to school, sadly. Take a look at it at informer.rsbnb.com. Usual stuff there, tech, RuneScape, and whatnot. Some RSBNB news, Mike fixed the Guthix bug on the high scores. It was just ranking people. It was being too kind. It wasn't balancing properly. Yep. That's fixed. Now, what else do I have on my notepad here? Let's see. Ah, yes. New skill of the month, farming, is underway. Bit of a tragedy there. Warren got unfairly banned, we shall say, right?
No comment.
And it looks like basically the lines are going pretty, lines are going to be pretty flat for the rest of the month, it looks like. First is Warren, then Mike, then James, then Burnt Joint. So, not much action happening here.
I'm going to let Warren win unless someone passes him.
And then you'll pass that person?
Yep.
Okay, then. That's a nice thing to do. Okay, now we got the Battlefield 2 event tomorrow.
Hopefully some people show up.
Hopefully, right.
I bet you'll get less than more at the CS.
Yeah, probably, but oh well. The helicopters are fun to fly. I had it spinning around on the deck of the ship. You know?
Okay.
That's something they need in CS, item. Like
exactly, helicopters!
But then it might as well just be Battlefield. It's Counter-Strike, it's not Battlefield.
I was telling Mike, when we were stuck on dust one day, the terrorists just kept coming over through Short A, I said we could just send in a helicopter and take out the bridge. Right? That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
No. That's a little bit too crazy for Counter-Strike.
Brad, do you think it's crazy?
I think it is. I think most of the current Counter-Strike maps wouldn't work with vehicles.
No, unless you wanted to blow a hole in the side of the office. The outside ones would, though. Anyways, yeah, crazy ideas. Okay, what have we been up to? What has Mike been up to?
School.
Right, me too.
And me.
Oh yeah, how is it back in England? Are you happy?
That's fine.
Okay. Dan, what have you been up to?
In RuneScape or what?
RuneScape, real life, whatever.
Yeah, just came back to school and stuff.
Oh yeah. Sucks. What grade now?
Senior.
Which is?
High school, which is 12.
I see, okay. Yes, that's important here. Don't slack off.
I plan to do much slacking. And in RS, I have been questing. Only a few more left to go.
Oh yeah, how many?
Just 4 more.
Oh good, which ones?
Let's see, there is Lunar Diplomacy.
That's a good one.
And 1 second, let me see. And Eagle's Peak, which I have not done because I do not have 27 Hunter, because I have not bothered to train that. And Fairytale 2.
Oh yeah, that's a fun one. Good quest. And since the school's been started, I've been doing some woodcutting of willows, so I'm going to pull the audience here. As they say, crowds are always the smartest. For a project name that involved fire making and wood cutting, what do you guys think of the name Blazing Softwood?
I say Blazing Hardwood is better.
But it's willows.
Yeah.
Willows are softwood. Willows are soft. Maples are hard.
I don't think you should have a name that includes blazing and wood. Just leave that.
God. I just want to hear what the people think. Post on the topic if you think my name, Blazing Soft, would be a safe name to use. Like, I'm just wondering. Let's take a poll here. Say yes if you think it's safe. Yes? Brad?
Depends how dirty a mind you have.
Oh. Dan?
No. Don't even start down that route.
Mike?
Sure, call it whatever you want.
Yay! Okay. I think that's about it, unless anybody else has anything they want to say.
No, that is it.
Okay, so with that said, RSPB Update 116 is done with Brad from saidbybrad.com.
Goodbye.
And Dan, who I don't think has a website at the moment. And Mike, who doesn't either. And me, I'm on RuneWire primarily now for my RuneScape stuff, and your old favorite, shane.rsmb.com, for everything else. That's about it for this week. See ya, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.